So we're doing the Gemara on Zayinam Abayz. This is like a kind of new thing, separate. So it says, Ba'a minei Rabbi Yavohu mei Rabbi Yochanan. It's like halfway down the page. Ha'ya'ola besulam. So if you're going up a ladder, v'nishmat ha'shliva mitachtav. And the rung of the ladder slips from under you. V'nafla. And you fall. The harga, and you kill. Mahu, what's the halacha? Ki ha'gavna aliyahi or yiridahi? Is that considered aliyah or yirida? Is that considered going up or going down? Okay, so Rashi. Aliyahi or yiridahi? So again, the case, you're going up a ladder and you fall down. The rung breaks from under you. Okay. So again, so you go up a ladder and the rung slips from under you. Is that considered aliyah or yirida? So Rashi says, "Vasar di deyaz linan." Do we go by him? Vehu haya asag be'aliyah, and he was involved in going up. Oh, vasar shliva az linan, or do we go by the rung? Veha ole aleha, and the guy going up on it. Haya dochaka. He pushes, it puts pressure on it, umashbila klapei ma'ata, and he lowers it downwards. Right? That's what happens when you step. So do you go by, it's like a conceptual Rashi here, right? Do you go by the Gavra, basadidei? And he's, what's he doing? He's going up.
Are you going by the foot?
Or do you go by the rung? Because I guess the rung is, yeah, the rung. Right. I guess it's what's falling. I guess it sounds like the rung is far as the weapon. No? Not flow, or go. Sounds like the rung is the weapon. And he's. Well, that's what's killing him. So that, you're pushing down. Yeah. Okay. So that's the one it says. That's the question. Right? Push the ladder of the rung down. You're going up the ladder, but you're pushing the rung down. So is that considered going up, or is that considered going down? Just putting together. I think it's similar to what I'm saying. And I think it's based on what you're saying. I'll say putting it together a little bit. So what's the halacha derech? Is it pshat that you're like when you're doing like you said good? Is it when the gavra is doing a downward activity? He's going downward. He's osik, like Rashi says. You're osik when you're involved in going down. You're chayiv in shmira. If the killing comes about through a gavra who's being yored, then you're chayiv yolas. If it comes about through a gavra ola, then you're water. So what's your activity? What are you involved in? You're involved in going up. You're involved in going down. And the sense is, look, when you're going down, you're chayiv to be shomer. When you're going up, you're not. Right? Going down, things happen. Going up, things don't. So then as it goes by the Derech Aliyah is a din and the Gavra's involvement. Gavra's a saskas. Right? His activity. The other way is like this, is that killing comes about through imparting a force. Right? And there's a force of killing, right? That's the way killing works. Always or in general, right? So in other words, your action. So what you do is, like, your action of killing is your action of imparting a force. Okay? That's the action of killing. It's pretty much all killing. Sometimes you're imparting a force on the guy, on a weapon, on a something, right? That's what killing is. It's the action of imparting the force. Now, you'll have to say, are you imparting a force upwards? Are you imparting a force downwards? If you're imparting a force downwards, you're doing an action of imparting a force downwards, then that's you're imparting a force upwards, that's the Aliyah. So you'll say, yeah, what is my overall activity is an activity of going up. But I'm not chayav for the activity, like how would I define me insofar as the house? The question is insofar as my force. So insofar as I'm exerting a force, I'm exerting a force downwards. It's true I'm doing that in order to go up. But what's relevant in the framework of killing, in the framework of Shmira, you'd say is the framework of the force. So I'm parting a downward force. I'm going on a ladder. In order to be an Ola, for me as an overall Gavra to be an Ola, I have to impart a force downwards. But the din of Derech Yirida is a din in the force. Because that's what kills. What kills is the force. So is derech aliyah and derech yerida a din in the state of the gavra, or is it a din in limited to the part of the gavra, the component of exerting a force? It doesn't go by his overall involvement. Is he going up? Is he going down? But what type of a force is he imparting? When you impart a downward force, then you have to be shomer. If you kill a guy through imparting a downward force, then you have to be shomer, then you're responsible. If you kill a guy through imparting an upwards force, then you're not chayav. Right? Derech, the derech means the derech of your force, you'd say. There's always some sort of force, while up or down. So then is it a din in the gavra as a whole, or is it a din in the force that he exerts? A limited framework of the gavra, namely that of force, which is the relevant framework insofar as killing is concerned, because that's what kills. So the fact that he would call himself going up the ladder will say, I don't care what you call yourself doing, bottom line is, where's your force? You're putting a force downwards. Oh, you're right. I'm not saying the force which kills. Because if you throw something up, and then it comes, gravity takes it down, the force that kills is downward force. But that's, you're not imparting that force. You're imparting a force up, and then gravity is imparting that force. So I'm saying is that the yerida means when the gavra is imparting a downward force, then yechayv galus. If what kills him is you're imparting a force downwards, that's then yechayv. If what kills him is you impart a force upwards, and then gravity takes him downwards, so then that gravity killed him, so to speak. That's where I killed my aliyah, killed him. But my force is an upward force, so I don't have to be shomer if I'm imparting an upward force. I have to be shomer if I'm putting a downward force. So does the shmira go by the force that I'm doing, or does it go by the nature of my involvement? Right? We're not done yet, because so now the Gemara says, so it's a question, right? So it says, Amar Lei, Kfar Nagat, do you read the Shitzar Haliyah? We already touched upon this when we discussed the issue of Yerida Tzar Haliyah, which is where you go down in order to go up, which was the case of the use where you went bent down and in order to throw the thing up. Right, that was the case. We discussed that case. Yerida Tzar Haliyah, and we said that that's considered Yerida. Right? So he's saying, shouldn't that be the same thing as this? Look at Rashi. Funny lashon, Kfar Nagat. Like, we already touched that. So Kfar Nagat, Rashi says, Har Nagat Kan, Yerida Shetzar Haliyah. We're touching here upon Yerida Shetzar Haliyah, Varavin Alaya L'Chiyuvah. And we already included that to be Chayev, for Chova. Right? That was the case before. You bend down, your knees down, you move your whole body down in order to get a good force to exert it upwards. So, you're doing down, you really what you're doing, you're osik and going up and hitting up. But in order to do that, you first go down. So that's Yerida Shitzorach Aliyah. It's Yerida Shitzorach Aliyah. So he says, that we already said, there's a limud that says that you're a chayiv in that case. That's considered Yerida. So he says, by the same measure, this is me, this should also be Kfar Nagat. You already included that. So too here. Plainest pshat is like, it's not exactly the same thing as that. It's just that Kfar Nagat is like, you could derive from that this is also going to be Chayiv. Then there's the logic that applies there should also extend to here. Right? But it is a different case, otherwise the whole question doesn't make any sense. What's he even asking? Right, but it sounds like it says you could derive from there. Well, why are they not exactly identical? Why are they not identical? Tosus confirms what we said before. The Nishmat HaShliva, the wrong breaks. The Hargaso HaShliva, and the wrong kills him. Avalim Hargo Adam, but if the person kills him, because you slip and fall on top of him, Pater Dabinu Derech Yerida, because then you need Derech Yerida, that's not Derech Yerida, you're going up. So you're the weapon, and you're imparting force on yourself upwards. You're not going down, you're going up. So here the case is because the wrong, and so far as what are you doing to the wrong? You're doing the wrong in a downward motion. I mean, the plainest distinction, I mean, there are a few distinctions on the floor here, but in the plainest distinction is that...
Well, maybe we should set up a phone call.
So the plainest distinction is like this, is that in the case of the axe, so you're first going down, and then you're going up. Right? If you, so to speak, freeze frame, what are you doing? You're going down a little bit, and then you're going up. But it's Yerida Shehitzorach Aliyah. It's for the purposes of going up. But they really are going down. It's Mamashi Rita, that you're going down and then you're going up. Right? It's just Litzorach Aliyah. So what it's saying is that that doesn't matter. So the thing is, that's defined as Yerida. That's what it's teaching you, because bottom line is, you go, even though you're not Osek and going down, your larger activity is this Askas of the person as you're going up, but since you went down, so you're going down, and that's what killed him. Right? You're going down, there's Yerida there. But in this case, you're only going up. You're not doing down, you're not going down. Right? It's not just that you're going down in order to go up, you're going up. Now it's true you're putting a force down, but that's a different question. So it would seem like you could argue that I'll tell you that the reason why you're chayev over there is because it's telling you as long as you do a mechanical going down, so then you're chayev. I don't care if you're doing it in order, as part of a bigger process, whatever. Bottom line is you're going down. So you're going down, the gavra is going down over there. Right? The gavra is going down. But here, I'll tell you that here there's no downs. You're only going up. Right? You're only going up. So I'll tell you, really, you go by the gavra. But it's just saying is, you go by the gavra, but you break it up into different stages. So the gavra is going down. But how do you know from here that in the case of on the rung, where the gavra is not going down at all, it's just the force, how do you know that's the same thing? Right? That's what I'm saying. You could argue that you can't really learn from that. Which is a problem, because the Gemara says good. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. It says, so that's our problem. We're just asking a question. Is that it's not necessarily the same case. Not necessarily the same case, you could argue. So, right, so, but the Gemara seems to be happy with it. Right, this was again, Volume Rabbi Yehuda.
Oh, you know the battery's probably zero.
It's
probably not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Rabbi asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said back, that's the same thing. So now the Gemara says, Esvei, that's a kasha. Okay, from a brisa. It says, Zeh HaKlal. This is the Mishnah says. After it gives all the cases in the Mishnah, the ladder, the roof thing, the whatever the other case was, it says, the bucket. It says, Zeh HaKlal. This is the rule. Kol Suv Derech Yeridas HaGola. Anything which is derech yirida is gola. It should love derech yirida, so ain't a gola. And if it's not derech yirida, it's not gola. So what's this including? Zeh klal. This is the rule. Should love derech yirida, so l'seim ay. This thing which is saying it's not derech yirida, you don't go to golas. What is that possibly coming to include? Lav l'seik hayavna. Isn't it coming to include this case where you're going on the ladder? And that's considered not derech yirida because you're going up. Must be that's what the bright mission is coming to include. Funny kind of kasha, but he's saying is what if it's telling derech yirida? You already told me derech yirida is chayiv and not derech yirida is water. What's it coming to include? Kol shelo derech yirida, so everything that's not derech yirida. It must be even this is considered not derech yirida. Even this is considered aliyah and it's telling you chayiv. So it must be this case you're chayiv. But what about you read the Sheitzar Achaliyah? I guess you differentiate. You'd say, like, probably what we were saying is that that's Derech Yerida because you're going down first. But this is not Derech Yerida. Right? So the Gemara says, no. The Gemara rejects it. It says, okay, I don't want to read further, but basically it says no, it's not including that case, it's including a different case. Okay, it's including a different case of whatever, I will get to that. You'll get to that later. But basically, you see, it's not so simple. But we just learned, if it's so simple, this is the same thing as Yehuda Shetzar Haliyah, so then what's it to discuss? But apparently it's not so simple. Apparently it's not so simple. I mean, the Gemara ends up, seemingly goes with it. But it's not necessarily clear that you could derive from that case. So that's the question. Why could you? What I'd like to know is what's Rabbi Yochanan's argument. How could you equate the two? They're not the same thing. Kfar Nagat. It's a funny lashon, but we already touched on that. What I'm saying is that the case of the axe, there the gavra is going down and then going up. So that's considered down because you're going down. You're going down. Now, the reason why you're doing it is because it's part of a larger action. Fine. But bottom line is you're going down. That's all the Lema teaches you. That if you're going down, you're going down, period. I don't care what you, why you're doing it, the context you're doing it. That's all we know. Now you want to know what happens in the case of the ladder? Where you're going 100% up and you're just imparting a force to an object down? I don't know. That's my question. How does that follow from this? But Rabbi Yochanan is saying, no, we already touched on that. We already touched on that because of the case of the what I'm saying is it's not true. We didn't touch on it. It's a different case. You can't just push everything together. They're different cases. They're not always the same. So next week we'll try to work this problem out. And then I want to do further the Gemara. And then it should be another day or two till we get to the Mishnah. I mean, it's one or two more things. And then we'll continue. I'm going to keep going. Okay? It would be nice to explain the Lashon Kvar Nagata, like we already touched on that case. I mean, it doesn't sound like he's saying it's exactly the same thing. Even Rabbi Yochanan doesn't seem to be saying that. It seems to be saying we touched on it. It's like it's a correlated question. Not that it is the same thing. And that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, you could argue the point. You could argue it's the same thing, but I don't know. I wouldn't exactly write it that way. But, you know, I don't write Gemara's relevant, so I don't know. You know, if you want to push the case, you could say it means it's identical, but it doesn't sound that way to me.